Dartmouth College professor of physics and astronomy Marcelo Gleiser has won the prestigious Templeton Prize, an honor that in past years has gone to such notable recipients as Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Mother Teresa, and the Dalai Lama. Gleiser was awarded the prize for his work blending hard science with deep spirituality, examining how the study of physics can engage in the world of the unseen. Marcelo Gleiser spoke with VPR's Morning Edition host Mitch Wortlieb from Dartmouth College about the award.
How would you explain to someone who's unfamiliar with your work how you blend science and spirituality? Because at first blush, it might seem like those two are at odds with each other.
Science is not just about developing a faster microchip for your next iPhone. It's really an engagement with what we don't know about the universe. It's what I call a flirt with the mysterious. If you think about what scientists are doing, they're really probing into this darkness out there, which is the stuff we don't know about the universe. So it is a portal for us to engage with something much, much bigger than we are. And in that sense, I find that this pursuit of this engagement with the mysterious is a very spiritual endeavor, not within particular organized religion, you know, but as something which speaks directly to the human condition, you know, to our urge to understand who we are in this very, very big universe.
You've said that you like to study the physics of the very large and the physics of the very small. What do you mean by that?
Nowadays, when you look out, you know, with big telescopes, you see galaxies out there which are away from the Milky Way, and you look at them and you realize that the galaxies are moving apart from one another. So when you study the universe, you're really looking at the very large, in a sense of very large distances. However, if you play the movie backwards, right, and you look back in time, the universe is getting smaller, matter is getting more and more compressed, and when matter gets squeezed into very, very short distances and high temperatures, it breaks down into its fundamental constituents, you know, the electrons, the photons, which are the particles of light, and the quarks, which are the particles that make up protons and neutrons. And so what you have in the beginning is what we call a primordial soup of particles. So you need to understand the physics of the very small in order to make sense of the physics of the very large when we try to understand the universe as a whole.
I do have to ask a question that's going to sound a little more mundane, and there was a significant financial award that comes with this, almost $1.5 million. I don't want to put you on the spot and say, how are you going to spend all that money? But I do wonder if you plan to use some of that money in connection with your research and what you might put that toward.
A lot of people, of course, ask the same question, so you shouldn't feel too bad about asking it. But, you know, the first thing people should know is that this is a taxable income, so it goes 37% of it go away. But in any sense, what's left over, I have 5 kids, and a lot of them still have to go through college. So a little bit will go into that. A little bit will go into my retirement, and a little bit will go into some charities that I find important.
Professor Gleiser, a lot of news has been made in the last few years, really, in the world of physics. The gravitational waves that Einstein posited decades ago have been confirmed, it seems now. What areas of physics most excite you these days?
Oh, wow. So the gravitational waves, that was a fantastic feat of ingenuity. You know, honestly, they are measuring distortions on a bar which is miles long, which are smaller than an atom. To have that sort of precision is absolutely unbelievable. I wrote in a book called The Island of Knowledge that one of the paradoxes of scientific knowledge is that as we learn more, the boundary between the known and the unknown also grows. Right now, we have a huge mystery ahead of us that is the composition of the universe, you know, the stuff that fills in all this space. And it turns out the matter that we are made of, they only make up 5% of what's out there. What's the other 95%? Well, about 25% of that we call dark matter. We think it's made of particles, but we don't know what they are. And then the last 70% is even more mysterious. It's something we call dark energy, which is sort of like some kind of fluid that fills up the whole of space. It has this very bizarre property of pushing space apart, and we have no clue what it is. So cosmology has some very, very big challenges ahead because we don't understand 95% of the universe. And I think these are, at least in this field of inquiry, these are the two really big questions ahead of us.
Dartmouth Professor of Physics and Astronomy Marcelo Gleiser is the winner of the 2019 Templeton Prize. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.